Today's reading is Luke 5:8, verse 22 to 25, which is on page 730. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him up, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands the winds and the water, and they obey him."
I'll pray for Mike as he comes up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we do pray for Mike that he might be clear and true to what the Bible says. And we pray for us that we might have ears to listen, and we might be willing to live out what we learn. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's lovely to be with you today. My name's Peter. I was one of Jesus' disciples, a fisherman by trade. And I've got a question for you. Has anyone here ever been scared? Put your hand up if you've been scared. I want to tell you about a time when I was very scared. One day, Jesus said he wanted to go to the other side of the lake. Now, our lakes are not like the lakes around here. This lake was about 8 miles wide. It was more like a little sea. And Jesus wanted to go to the other side of the lake. So we got into my boat, 12 of us, and we untied the ropes, and we pushed out into the waves, and the wind caught the sail, and the mast creaked, and the boat rocked gently as we sailed into the evening sunshine. And it was beautiful. Can you picture it? Let me just help you picture it. I need two helpers. I think two students would be good at this. Have I got two students who could help me out just to reenact the beautiful scene of the boat on the lake? Okay, come and join me. That's very kind of you. Tell everyone your names.
I'm Michael.
Michael.
And Chris,
grab an end each of this, Michael and Chris, and just see if you can replicate that. Look, just make sure everyone can see. A bit tauter, I think, so everyone can see the boat, a bit of an angle. Okay, just a lovely, lovely kind of, a bit lopsided, isn't it? Okay. Can you see the beauty of it? That's a bit violent. The storm hasn't brewed up yet. You might need to have it a bit lower so that the youngsters can see. That's just imagine. I don't know why it's on its side like that. Anyway. That wasn't quite how it was. The boat was a bit flatter, as I remember it. After a bit, Jesus says he's tired. So, I'm sorry about this. I'm going to have to move you here because I can't quite catch the eye of Sim Jemmett there, who's in danger of not paying attention. Anyway, after a bit, Jesus says he's tired because it's been a long day. And what he does, he curls up on the deck and he falls asleep. Can you see him there? He's falling asleep on the deck of the boat. And while he was asleep, the rest of us had a bit of a chat, because over the past few days, Jesus had been telling us to put our faith in him. Faith is when you put your life in someone's hands. And we were like, really? Why would you do that? Why would you put your life in Jesus's hands? He was a good teacher, we liked him, but put our lives in his hands, it seemed a bit much. And as we spoke, the clouds rolled in, and the sky went really dark, and the wind started to pick up a little bit, just a little bit, and the top of the water started getting choppy, and the sail started to flap, and the boat started to rattle, and little drops of rain came down at first. Should we just do little drops of rain, one hand out, just one finger, little drops of rain, the pitter-patter of rain, and the wind picked up, and one half of the room just very quietly went, woo. Ooh, just a little bit of wind from this side of the room as the pitter-patter rain. And as the wind picked up, the waves got bigger and went whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And we started to get wet. And in fact, I got a little bit soaked. And the boat was tossed around in the sea. And the rain got heavier, two fingers. And the wind got stronger, woo, woo, and the waves got bigger, whoosh, whoosh, and we all got soaked, completely soaked, and the boat was tossed around like a leaf on the sea, and then the rain got heavier, three fingers, and the wind got stronger, woo, woo, and the waves got bigger, whoosh, whoosh, and we got completely, utterly soaked. And the boat started to fill up with water. And as Luke says, we were getting swamped. And friends, we were fishermen. We'd been in hundreds of storms, but never in a storm like this. And we thought, this is it, we're going to drown. And we'd just been saying we didn't need Jesus. We'd just been saying we were fine. We can handle life without Jesus. But we could not handle that storm. We were powerless. So we woke Jesus up and we said, Master, Master, we're going to drown. And the rain got heavier and the wind got stronger. Woo, woo, and the waves got bigger. Whoosh. And we were still getting completely soaked. And the boat was tossed around like a leaf on the sea. And Jesus wakes up and he rubs his eyes and he looks around and he stands up and he says, quiet. Was completely quiet and the storm stopped and there was no more rain and there was no more wind and the waves were completely flat and we weren't getting soaked anymore and the sun came out from behind the clouds and it was totally calm. You can put the sheet on the floor and the boat the right way up because it's totally calm. Why don't you go and sit down? And do you see the question Jesus asked us? In verse 25. Where is your faith? That was a good question. Because before the storm, if I'm honest, my faith was in myself. I was thinking, I'm okay, I can handle life, but I couldn't handle that storm. And I don't know, maybe you've had an experience like that where you've said, I can handle life, and then something happened, some kind of a storm you couldn't handle. And it showed you how small you are, and it showed you how powerless you are. You probably know that the Bible says the reason we live in a world of storms and hurricanes and tsunamis is we've turned our back on God. Our relationship with God is broken, and that means our relationship with everything else is broken. And life in a broken world is scary, isn't it? We thought we were going to drown. There was nothing we could do. One way or another, in this broken world, we are all going under. And there's nothing we can do. So we turn to Jesus asleep in the boat. Not quite sure what we expected. We knew he had special powers. We'd seen him heal people, but power over a storm? Who has power over a storm? I mean, the last time you went to France on a ferry and it was a bit choppy, did it ever occur to you to nip up on deck and ask the waves to flatten down? I can't even get the waves in my bathtub to calm down. And to be honest, we were looking at the storm and we were looking at Jesus, and you know, the storm seemed way bigger than Jesus. But Jesus just stood up and he just rebuked the storm like he was talking to a naughty puppy and saying, "Get down." And the waves got down. The waves got down. We thought the storm was bigger than Jesus. It turns out Jesus, way bigger than the storm. And when it was calm, how do you think we all felt? Have a look at what Luke says. He's got it spot on. In fear and amazement, we asked each other. We were scared of the storm, but now we were really scared. Because now, in our boat, there was a man bigger than a storm. That was scary. And you see what we asked? Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Who is this? What sort of a man just speaks and the wind and the waves obey him? When I was a child, we used to sing Psalm 107. Do you know how Psalm 107? Do you remember how it goes? There's a line we used to sing. They cried out to the Lord in their distress, and he brought them out from their troubles. He stilled the storm to a whisper, and the waves of the sea were hushed. The only person who has power over storms and seas is the Lord our God. So who was this in our boat standing there with power over storms and seas and waves? And then we remembered. We remembered that years and years before, the Lord had promised he would come. He would come with power to save us. He said he was going to fix our broken world and make everything new, where there would be nothing to be scared of anymore. No storms, no drowning, no going under. And eventually, it's like the light went on. We got it. Jesus, he's not just a teacher come to tell us stories. He is the Lord God come in power to save us. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Some of you might be thinking, hold on, hold on. He might have had power to save you, but he didn't stop the hurricane or the tsunami. He didn't stop what happened to my mum. Jesus, bigger than a storm? Jesus, power to save? Really? You see, Luke wrote down what we saw so that you would see it too. So you would see who Jesus is and be sure about him. And be sure that he's not just a man. He's the Son of God. Be sure he's bigger than storms, bigger than anything in this whole broken world, which means he is the one, the only one, who's got power to fix the whole broken world. And one day, he will. And you say, one day? One day? What about today? Today? Well, what happens is when storms hit, we feel small, don't we? We feel there's nothing we can do. And we feel Jesus is small because there's nothing he seems to be doing. And we think, what's the point? What's the point of putting our faith in him? What's the point of putting our life in his hands? Friends, on that day, in that boat, we saw the size of Jesus' hands. And you see, we might think there's nothing bigger in our lives than the storms we face. We might think our whole life is being tossed around by this storm. No, what we saw is Jesus is bigger than any storm. It doesn't mean he'll stop every storm we face in this world, but it does mean that if we are in his hands, we do not need to be scared. Because the storm may be very bad, and the storm may make us very sad. And we might feel we're going under, but he will never let us go. He will get us through the storm and safely home to the harbor of a world made new where it's calm and there's nothing to be scared of. Put my faith in Jesus. Put my life in the hands of Jesus. In his hands is the only place to be. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you showed us that night in the boat. We thank you that you're not just another teacher, that you are God come to save us. And we thank you that even when it doesn't feel like it, you are in control, bigger than any storm, and you've got us safe. And you will lead us home. And we pray, please, would you show each one of us this afternoon more of what it means to put our life in your hands. Amen.